3/4 of Treasure Valley residents say they want better public transportation, according to a Boise State survey. But with low funding, limited routes, and sprawl, commuters have to rely on their cars to get around. So where do we go from here? Idaho Statesman reporter Kate Tallarico explains how planners are looking to State Street to start transforming what public transportation could look like throughout the Boise metro area. This story was produced by the Idaho Statesman in collaboration with Boise State Public Radio.
It's 3:15 on a Thursday afternoon in downtown's Main Street bus station. Commuters and students are lined up to board the number 9 State Street line, including Shannon Lind. She rides the bus to work every day.
I'm one of those crazy environmentalists, and I don't believe in having one commuter in a car to commute.
She lives within Boise city limits, but close to Meridian. And the bus routes don't extend into Boise's neighboring cities like Meridian and Eagle, which makes it even harder to use public transportation.
Of course, I have to drive about, 10 to 15 minutes into where I can pick up the bus.
Right now, Boise has just 25 bus lines. Most of them run every half hour or 60 minutes. But city planners want to change that. And they're starting by making major improvements to the number 9 route on State Street. Currently, the number 9 gets about 800 boardings per day. Stephen Hunt is the principal planner for Valley Ride. He has a goal of tripling that number to 3,000 daily boardings. And one of the ways he wants to do that is by
increasing the frequency of service, so how much service comes, making it so that you don't have to know what the schedule is. You can just walk out and there will be a bus coming relatively quickly. Secondly, increasing the speed of transit along the corridor.
What Stephen's talking about is a bus rapid transit system. Many major cities like Pittsburgh and Los Angeles are choosing it over more expensive transit options like light rail, since it doesn't require building entirely new infrastructure. Now, these aren't regular buses, which just flow with traffic. These buses get their own lane, so they can move fast even when traffic is backed up. Ideally, they would run every 3 to 4 minutes, but Boise would start off smaller, running them every 15 minutes or so. That's about how often they run now, but only during peak hours. Along with better efficiency, the buses would come with better bus stops. Now, most bus stops are nothing more than a pole in the ground, and if you're lucky, maybe there's a bench there. Valley Ride wants to make these stations nicer. There would be actual shelters so people don't get stuck in the rain. It's also hard for people with disabilities to board the bus. The driver has to roll down a ramp for people with wheelchairs and walkers to get on. So at these new stops, the sidewalk would be raised to be level with the bus.
Kind of like a train, you're able just to walk or roll right onto the vehicle. Having level boarding can really make a difference in how fast you're able to get those individuals to their ultimate destination.
But to sustain a good public transportation network, you need people to live close by, ideally right on the transit line itself. That's the focus of Darren Fluke. He's the deputy director for comprehensive planning at the city of Boise. I met up with him recently at the intersection of State Street and Collister Drive. Cars are going by as we look at the neighborhood around us. There's an old strip mall with a library and a coffee store and a church.
But this is very typical for the State Street corridor, the type of development that we're looking at right now.
Planners like Fluke want to change that. They want to see more urban, high-density development, especially right here next to the proposed bus rapid transit line. That'll provide a ready base for the transit system.
And so what you get is a system where the transit supports the land use and the land use supports the transit system.
It will take some major planning before Boise sees these improvements. And the biggest challenge? Finding the money. First is funding for new outer lanes, which will get the buses out of traffic and into their own lane. The price tag for the section between Whitewater Park Boulevard and Horseshoe Bend? $185 million. The Ada County Highway District controls the purse strings. It says it doesn't want to dole out that money unless there are more riders on the State Street route. But that's the sort of chicken and egg dilemma in public transportation. Do you increase ridership before you improve the system, or do you need to improve the system in order to increase ridership? For commuter Shannon Lind, increasing the frequency of the buses and improving the corridor won't make her commute any shorter. But she sees the bigger picture.
It's not going to be that beneficial to me, but I know that obviously it's going to help a lot of other people.
But Valley Ride's Hunt doesn't want to wait for traffic to get worse before improving public transit.
As we intensify development along the corridor, we need to find alternative ways of moving people so that we're not taking up as much space as everybody driving their own vehicle.
Ultimately, it's about finding the best way to move people, not cars. For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Idaho Statesman reporter Kate Tallarico.
You can also find maps and charts that Kate put together on boisestatepublicradio.org, and you can go to idahostatesman.com for a video with before and after views of State Street.